Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and welcome again to another wonderful episode of the Hidden Kingdoms YouTube channel's podcast show entitled Love is Here, A Voice in the Darkness. This is going to be episode number 19. We have been working through some wonderful foundational pillars of Pastor Deborah's life that I had to learn so that I could understand you and the condition that you were in and what a father's heart and his desires and prophetic words were all about. I had to read and study and learn Isaiah 61 and 62 out of the Authorized King James Bible. I went slow, and the reason that I had to study this was that in the four Gospels, a young man named Christ Jesus walked into a synagogue one day, stood up to read the scriptures, and he was handed the book of Isaiah. He read Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 4. Then he sat down. And everybody looked at him because his reading was just so amazing. And then he said to them, "Today, in your ears, is this scripture fulfilled?" They were shocked because only the Christ, the King, could come and fulfill these scriptures. And that set me on a path of learning of who he was, how important these scriptures were in Isaiah and 61. I have studied them, read them, wrote them, put the word spiritual in front of them, and they are my foundational pillars. Isaiah 61 and 62. We have been working through Isaiah 61 in these latest episodes of the podcast show. We're going to pick up today in Isaiah 61, verse 7. I'm not sure how many verses we'll get to, but we will get to a few of them here in episode number 19. But before we begin that, I want to read to you some letters, some stories that were written to me and that I wrote to some others. My ministry that I was given after many months of intercession, called crying, through a valley of tears, I was given and was going to be going out spiritually into the deep realm of the kingdom of darkness. I was going to be reaching out to broken, fractured people who had been severely tormented. Sexual abuse, demonic entrance, demonic possession, multiplicity, and they had lived lives unbelievable. And you will hear a few of their stories and how I became a spiritual mother here in episode number 19. I hope we can also get to another part of our spiritual teaching of the oppressed spirit. If we do, it will be number 9. We have been working through what an oppressed spirit is. I got this teaching from Dr. Miles Monroe of the Bahamas Faith Ministry years and years ago. He had gone to a conference. I think it was called the Leading Edge Leadership Conference. Dr. Miles Monroe and his wife are now in heaven. They were in an airplane crash many years ago in the Bahamas. But he was my master teacher about being a king and living in the kingdom, because he grew up in the Bahamas when it was a colony of England. God used him, his life and experiences, to teach from the Bible, about the Bible, that we are ignorant kings and that we are to be a kingdom within ourselves, and we are to rule a spiritual kingdom on the planet. and we're to be kings and mighty rulers. I had to learn this, and that wasn't taught in religion, and it wasn't taught in most churches or in most books. But I learned, and I became what I was supposed to be, that was shown to me and spoken to me out of Isaiah 61 and 62, which also would fulfill the prophetic scriptures of Genesis 1, 26 through 28. I will read Genesis 1, 26 through 28 when we begin our scripture portion of this spiritual teaching. But first, I want to just read to you a few letters and poems from some oppressed people who became my spiritual children from out of the kingdom of darkness, out of multi-generational Satanism, witchcraft, the occult, deep demonic possession, deep programming, and multiplicity, living among us, yet we, the church, we, normal people, sort of speaking, never saw them. They lived in an alternative universe, sort of speak, among us. So let me begin in just a minute. This is called Owl's Story. It was written to me when I was named Jan, back in January 2000, from a precious young little girl, not little really, teenager, for her boyfriend. It was written by a 16-year-old multi-generational Satanist. Her name was Amanda, who was the girlfriend of Owl, who himself, Owl was a multi-generational Satanist, a heroin addict, a bisexual, a vampire, and was a lead singer of a heavy metal music group that was very popular at the time, who had become saved, born again in Christ Jesus, water baptized in a swimming pool. We had to do that a lot because they didn't go to church. And who became my spiritual child and is now in heaven after being physically sacrificed in a summer solstice satanic ritual. But Owl went out as Jesus Christ did, with no demonic spirits in him, and completely healed of his heroin addiction. This precious spiritual child laid his life down, and the Heavenly Father took it up before Satan could touch him. Owl is at spiritual peace now and rest in the spiritual Garden of Eden in heaven, and is free and healed. Please hear his silent spiritual cries from out of the spiritual darkness, and see spiritually the agape love of the Heavenly Father at work. Hello. Well, I guess I'm now free to tell you Owl's story. I spoke to him today. He's so sick right now. He must have been dead drunk because he gave me permission to share his story with you. He wants you to know him. Then afterwards, he thinks you will leave him. Sound familiar to any of you? If we really know who you are, what you've really done, the life you have lived, both in the spirit and behind closed doors, hidden away from everybody, Owl was like that. And so are almost 100% of all humanity. But anyway, number one, from now on, you must call him Owl. Once you understand why it bothers him so much, you will never speak of Richard Williams again. I will try to keep it brief, but anyway. But first, I want you to know this letter is from both of us, me and Owl. He's going to see this afterwards, to make sure I told it right and everything. Well, Owl basically grew up half and half. His mom was sort of a Christian. But around Owl's 5th birthday, his mom and dad got a divorce, and Owl went to California to live with his satanic father, who was into Satanism. Owl was named after his father, Richard Williams. Owl grew up in the family's clan of multi-generational Satanism. At age 6 or 7, Owl came home from school to find his father dead. He committed suicide, leaving Owl to survive by himself. Owl's mom flew out to get Owl, taking him to her home in New York City. He lived there for about 4 years, leading a split life, days as a Christian and nights as a Satanist. His mom got remarried when Owl was 13, and the guy she married, his name was also Richard. Richard beat him and his mom constantly for 2 years, until the sexual abuse started between Owl and his stepdad. Everything blew up, and his mom refused to leave the second husband and totally ignored the sexual abuse that was going on. When Owl was 16 years old, there was a lot of trauma, leading to Owl's addiction to heroin, cocaine, and morphine. He began drinking heavy and shooting up just to cope through his hellish life. Finally, he saved enough money to get a bus ticket to California. His mom sat and watched her and her husband beat and rape Owl, her only son. She did nothing. Before leaving for California, Owl begged his mom to leave her husband and go to San Francisco with him. But she chose a guy over her own flesh and blood son. Owl left, changing his name from Richard to Owl. He went seeking out many of his real father's relatives and coven members. By then, he had joined the Church of Satan again and quickly rose into a high position in a side version of his family's clan, and eventually made ties with the Brotherhood. The Brotherhood was international, a secret society that has been hidden away for thousands and thousands of years from the sight of most of humanity. And he met a young multi-generational high priest who would take him under his wings and raise him. That man's name was Isaac, Amanda's father. Owl was trained in the black arts, and eventually through another multi-generational priest, Owl met me. Owl met two of Amanda's friends, one Isaac and Victor. Owl moved to where I was living when he was 18. I was about 11 years old. That happened to be in Montgomery, Alabama. I have known Owl ever since. So basically, he despises the stepfather, Richard. He barely knew his real father. He dropped the name Richard because of the hate and pain. Now you know the sad story of Owl. Are you still there? Owl wants to know. Do you still want to adopt him after all of this? Tell me, ASAP. Now you need to stick with Owl, because it's not his satanic name anyway. While I love you, I will see you later. Peace and goodbye. Love always, Amanda. Now came a letter from Owl himself, who I spiritually adopted as my spiritual child, even after hearing his story. But I had loved him even before I knew him, because of my calling and bringing of the greatest gift of the Heavenly Father to these in the kingdom of darkness, agape love. I never personally met Owl, just talked to him on the phone and in the spirit realm. These are the words of Owl himself written to me on the night he spiritually invited Jesus Christ into his life and was baptized in a swimming pool. August 2000. You are beautiful. You say you love me, even though I'm blind to everything you've done for me, to every tear you've cried. You've spoken words into my life, rescuing me from burning flames. I just want you to know, so what if we had conflicting assignments sent to wage war on each other's soul? I can still tell you're different, for you care for an enemy. Can the enemy of Christ Jesus, humanity, say that about you? So much has happened, so many regrets. I don't have much time left. My assignment's almost through. But hopefully still one day, we will meet up there. Finally, face to face. Thank you, your son. Owl wrote me once again before his earthly death in a satanic ritual. He was unable to physically be free of his spiritual heritage of multi-generational Satanism. But on the way to the altar to be sacrificed, he asked God to let him go out as Christ Jesus did. The Heavenly Father showed his mighty agape love, his mercy and power right in the spiritual presence of Satan himself. This precious spiritual child, Owl, was about 29 years old and was loved so very much by the Heavenly Father and I. He had been spiritually saved almost 1 year. And here is his letter. Dear Mother, June 2001. Well, I suppose you are doing better than I am. You don't have less than a month to dwell on this lovely earth. Well, it was good to hear your voice once more. I am being missed already. I want you to be there for her, that was Amanda, when I depart. You must continue to be there for her and the kids, provided that you ever get to meet them in person. I am really very grateful to you. It amazes me how you stuck by us and her, especially. I know, believe me, I do, how stubborn she can be and how difficult she can make things. But then I remember that without her, I probably wouldn't have lasted this long. Hey, I didn't mean to hurt anyone, and certainly not her. I was just, say, way too confused and selfish. I am glad we knew each other. One way is better than not at all. You have to understand, she is very protective of those children, even from me. Like if I've been drinking, she'll not let me near her own son. The point is, I do not know if there will be a day she'll finally 100% trust you to see them. Most likely that will never happen. And is planned in December 2001, or possibly October 2001. They'll be given back, and she will be on her merry way, not to ramble on and on to you. But I do hope one day you will see everyone. But I've learned that's all up to God, to Jesus. So now there's nothing left but goodbyes. Goodbye, Jan. That was the name they knew me until the Heavenly Father changed it to my first name, Deborah, which is another story that I've written called It's Time, to tell of identity, transformation, rebirth within yourself. Goodbye, Mother. I love you. My last words to you are, don't cry, rejoice, 'cause I'm finally free. Satan lost the victory. I love you. I did not get to speak to Owl, this precious young man, my spiritual child, a few hours before his death. I did get to speak to Owl on the phone through Amanda. It was her voice on the phone, but his spirit inside of Amanda. That was normal for us in this ministry. This precious young man, my spiritual child, just a few hours before his death in a satanic ritual. Death is always a part of my life and this ministry, with many, if not most, of these precious spiritual children of the darkness. And I've had to learn how to handle it for their sakes. I am there in the womb of a woman with every aborted child, every child that dies in childbirth. I am there. I've had to learn how to love the human spirit as the physical body is passing through death. I had to learn how to say goodbye and to love them right into the loving arms of the Heavenly Father. It is not easy to do this. Most people want to live. I had to see life with different eyes, and death is a way of freedom for most. So Owl and I prayed. We said our goodbyes. I cried with tears of agape love and happiness. He left this earthly world fully knowing and believing and trusting in Jesus Christ. He knew that the plan for his life, and it came through his choice to go out in death as Christ Jesus did, free of all demons. The Heavenly Father's will for this young man was to begin spiritually breaking the power of the fear of death in those living in the kingdom of darkness by spiritually removing all the demonic spirits out of Owl's life to answer Owl's prayer to be like Jesus, for there were no demons in Jesus on the cross. So as this precious young man was walking down to the altar to die, the Heavenly Father delivered him out of all of Satan's demons. I walked with Owl, hand in hand, as he walked to his death. Then on the satanic altar, the Heavenly Father took him, Owl, his spirit and soul, to heaven, escorted by the angels of heaven themselves, before the satanic high priest's knife came down into his chest. Just as was the death of Christ, this precious spiritual child named Owl, who had belonged to Satan, yet at the moment of death, Satan had no spiritual victory, no pleasure in giving death to the physical body with the spirit of owl in it. Through owl's death, the power of the fear of death was being spiritually broken over many in the kingdom of darkness. People watched owl's spirit leave. They watched him being escorted by angels. They watched Satan kill a dead body. Eyes were amazed. Hearts were challenged. Owl was free and left with a smile on his face. Owl, my precious son, my spiritual son forever, he knew I would see him on the streets of gold later, for he knew he was going there to rest from the pain of his life and to be free. There were many others he knew there in heaven waiting for him to arrive, and he was ready to be free. Satan lost him. Satan lost the victory of the fear of death. The power of the fear of death was being spiritually broken for so many others in the kingdom of Satan's darkness. Because of Owl's courage and love of others to be free also. For greater love has no man than to lay his life down for others to be free. Owl laid his life down through death so others could be free in Christ Jesus, his agape love, and from the fear of death. Thank you, my son, Owl. Love you so very much, sweetie. Your spiritual mother forever. Thank you, my son, for enduring to the end. Thank you, my son, for spiritually leading the spiritual way to the spiritual arms of Jesus Christ for so many others to come after you. Thank you, my son, Owl, for holding your head up high as a son of God, a son of the Heavenly Father. You will never be spiritually forgotten here on earth or in heaven. Owl spiritually went and is spiritually enjoying the agape love of the Heavenly Father in heaven with King Jesus. I spiritually rejoice for him and the Heavenly Father. Owl crossed over the bridge that Jesus made for all humanity on the cross and entered into the spiritual garden in the kingdom of heaven to be with the Heavenly Father for eternity. And Owl and the Heavenly Father are together again as father and child forever. Even now I write Owl's story so others can hear the silent cries of precious spiritual children in the darkness, in ignorance of slavery to the fear of death, and spiritually reach out to the Heavenly Father to help them with and through his agape love. For there are millions and millions and millions such as Owl, and they are so precious to the Heavenly Father. Even you may be one such as Owl. Owl is truly spiritually free now. Spiritually free forever. Love you, my son. Love you, Owl. I will see you again, but not now, for I have much spiritual work to do. Love, your spiritual mother. I wrote that so you would know of a voice, silent cries out of the darkness. Owl was such a precious young man. And now I want to tell you another story. After Al had passed away, I found another letter that he had written to me by himself. Once a spiritual connection to Al was made, a spiritual child and mother, he became more free to write to me. And please listen to this story, this poem from Al himself. Dear Mother, June 2000. A letter written to me, Jan, by a young man who was born into the life of multi-generational Satanism, was trained in the black arts of the occult, was a heroin addict, into vampirism, bisexuality, and was chosen to rise to great heights and ranks in the international Illuminati called the Brotherhood. God supernaturally touched this young man's heart, and God's love reached into the darkness of Satanism. And the young man accepted the free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ and was water baptized in a swimming pool. Thank you for saving my life. I know it truly hasn't been easy trying to love somebody when you can't see. No more games. You don't deserve to be betrayed or led on for satanic purposes. We know that someone's rebellion, that was Amanda, brought you into our world. And this dedication to your love that has kept us together. Please bless them for their strong will to survive this nightmare. Bless you for being there for all of us. I have listened many, many times to your conversations held. I will listen through Amanda, both personally and on the phone. Strange as it seemed, but that was our lives. I have seen the angels casting a web of fire around her. I know she will survive and then fight and pull others out with her. I love you. This is no game, my friend. I am saved. Now help us. Thank you, Mother. Being a spiritual mother is the greatest gift and ministry I've ever had. I only was able to have one biological child, but I was given the world as my children. Once I am connected spiritually, I'm able to begin the anchoring of the spirit and the soul in agape love. Agape love, the greatest gift, the anchor, the spirit and the soul, the blood, so to speak, the light, the spirit. It has to come so that the spirit can know it's loved. I just did this just yesterday with a precious young man who many of you would probably know if I spoke his name, who's having a lot of trouble legally, family-wise. He's also an addict, lonely, and he became my spiritual son. And the work began. Deep in the spirit, he began to cry. Water began to cleanse his spirit and his soul. I told him to go off by himself and just cry. Through the tears, the healing was coming. He had listened to me. He had watched the videos on YouTube. He'd heard about a mother, somebody that loved him. No matter how much he had done that was evil, wrong, unrighteous, horrible, violent, no matter how many things he had done to hurt other people, this lady, this pastor, loved him beyond his understanding, like I did Owl. This young man needed help. Love was coming. I was sent. And we are now connected. A spirit. As mother and child. He slept with me last night spiritually. in the Garden of Eden. Look, God was pouring out spiritual love and healing to the spirit. Oh, he's just a baby, just an infant, and he'll need a lot of love, a lot of sort of drinking of the warm, sweet milk that love provides. So it began. He's a precious man. Many of you would know him if you heard his name, saw him in the news. But that's not what I'm to do. I'm a spiritual mother. I'm a protector. One who provides many things for people in the unknown, way beyond the eyes of the news, the media, the social media. So that happened just last night. Yesterday, really. Let me read to you another precious letter. This one was written by me to a precious young man who was born into a European family of multi-generational Satanists. He was over in Europe. I did a lot of work and still do over in other countries. I work around the world globally, reaching out. I'm an agape love evangelist, traveling the roads of social media and roads in the darkness. Yeah, that's me. So keep listening. This letter is called Dear Precious Son, written by Pastor Jan, that was me before my transition to Pastor Deborah, in 1999, to a young man who was born into a European family of multi-generational Satanists, and through the supernatural love of Jesus Christ, became born again through agape love of Christ Jesus, and became one of my spiritual children. Dear precious son, hello to you again. Are you doing okay? I've not talked with you on the phone for a while, and I was concerned. I wanted to get this letter to you and the gifts before the activities of April. Sweetie, you may not know it, but a new season is beginning for all of us. Yes, my son, even you. The season of our lives that we have been in is changing. And as in the natural seasons, for one to end and another to begin. Storms come. The atmosphere is turbulent. As one pressure pushes on the other, springtime is coming to all of us. The long winter is over, and new life is beginning to come forth. Blooms are growing, and flowers will soon be blooming for all to see. Life is emerging from a long winter sleep. Yes, my son, even you are now coming to life after a lifetime of winter. Yes, my son, you will have wonderful flowers blooming out of your life for all to see the love you have found. Many will come to you to see the love blooming in your life. The love you have found will be so glorious in the spirit realm that you will be a shining, sparkling flower of agape love. Oh, no, Mom, not me. Yes, little one. Everywhere you go, your life will reflect the agape love of God, of the kingdom of heaven, for all to see. Be glad and rejoice, for you are now alive and have a wonderful, loving smell, fragrance of the Lord's agape love coming from you. You just watch and see people come to you, and yet they will not know what it is about you that is so different, yet so wonderful. They will just want to be around you, spiritually. And they will not know why, Mom, is that happening to me really? I didn't know what to say to them. When they came, Mom, I barely understood what is happening to me, myself. I know, sweetie, God's agape love is the most supernatural thing you will ever encounter, and it is the most powerful thing in all the spirit realm, and it is the most enduring and most faithful. God's agape love brings life from death, joy from sadness, peace from fear, newness of things that were old, and it is always with us. I hope you will write me or call me soon. I have just put up some new things on the website. Take a look. More is coming so you can fellowship with me as we gather together in His name. Just wait. You will find yourself a part of a large family out here who also will be fellowshipping with us through the website, the YouTube channel, the social media. Children, you will be disciples following Pastor Deborah. I have sent this letter and gifts to you. I used to send little teddy bears and gifts for you early because I was not sure how long it would take for them to get to you. I wanted you to have them before the glorious day of all humanity, the day Jesus Christ rose from the dead for all of us, Resurrection Day. I know you may have to be participating in other activities that you no longer believe in and do not want to be a part of, so I wanted you to have some gifts from Him. Grow into a beautiful flower of love. Learn about Him. He is so wonderful and loving. Search with all your heart to have a close relationship with Him. He has been waiting all your life for you to talk with Him and for Him to put His supernatural arms around you and to comfort you. You have been waiting for a very long time for this love to find you and to comfort you. He will dry all those tears from so long ago, all the wounds you received at Satan's hands. He will heal and make new. Nothing that has been done to you, He cannot replace with His love. Nothing is impossible for Him to accomplish in your life if you will only have faith in Him and trust Him. He will show you His great power as you and Him come to know each other well. Just thank Him often for bringing His love and me into your life. My son, He loves you so much, and so do I. You are so valuable to us and so wanted. Nothing you have ever done is too evil or ugly for us to forgive you from, and we will forget the old you. Love, Jan. I wrote many letters like this. That was my heart and still is. A mother. The anchor of the soul and the spirit to the little ones. I don't think we're going to get to any of Isaiah today, here on this episode, or to the oppressed spirit. Instead, we had voices out of the darkness for you to hear, for you are one of them. And I have been sent to you as a spiritual mother. Maybe you're an owl. Maybe you're like the others. But you need an anchor. You need a mother in your life to begin feeding you the warm, sweet milk of agape love. To be the anchor to your spirit and soul. So you're no longer blowing in the wind. So enjoy this episode. From Voices Out of the Darkness, true stories, true people that Pastor Deborah has done ministry with and continues to do ministry. And I'll see you on the next episode. And we'll pick up in Isaiah. But this one was a little different. These were words from out of the darkness themselves. They wanted you to hear them, even though they're long gone. They wanted you to know that a spiritual mother is here, Pastor Deborah. The love she brings is true and honest, clean and pure for your spirit. So you be encouraged. You come, and I want you as my child and his. I'll see you on the next episode. This is Pastor Deborah, a spiritual mother to many around the world, out of the darkness. Bye-bye.